At issue is whether the state can move forward with the project without authorization and construction funding from the federal government. Governor Deal said earlier this week the state would use more than $266 million it set aside to begin work on the project. Bart Gobiel is the state's chief operating officer. He says the state can begin moving forward with parts of the project because language in a federal spending bill signed by the president in January labeled it an ongoing construction project.
We're going to do, obviously, anything we can do to move the project forward as allowed under that law.
Georgia officials say the state funds will be used for preliminary phases of the project, like preparing lands for acquisition and purchasing an oxygen injection system. When it comes to the actual dredging, the state has remained mum.
There is the question of whether or not Georgia even has the power to do so. There may be some permits that need to be obtained, much in the same manner that a construction permit has to be obtained before you can build something that your property has been zoned for.
That's Democratic Congressman John Barrow, who represents parts of the Savannah area. Republican Congressman Jack Kingston of Savannah, who's also running for the state's open Senate seat, agrees.
The state cannot move forward because of a legal hurdle, not because of a financial hurdle.
The Obama administration says the authorization for more than $400 million in federal funding will come as part of the Water Resources Development Act, which would designate the Army Corps of Engineers to supervise the dredging. Billy Birdwell is with the Corps' Savannah District.
We will be the executive agent that will handle the deepening project. We will be using federal and state funds.
But the authorization bill is stuck in a congressional conference committee after different versions passed in the House and Senate. In a statement, Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works, Joellen Darcy, said the project can't move forward without that bill's authorization. Lawmakers say the Water Resources Development Act could pass in the next few months. In the meantime, the state is looking at alternatives for funding the project, but what those might be is not clear at this point. Michelle Lalloy, WABE News.